to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip. It's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. It's good to be back here on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. As you might remember, I was in Phoenix last week at a golf conference. Had a very, very great time. Missed doing the show, so I'm very, very happy to be back with you tonight and hope you're going to hang with us for the next quick, fun-filled, fun-packed 30 minutes here on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. We got a good friend of mine in studio. You're going to enjoy listening to the guy. He's very knowledgeable, again, about the golf game, about the golf swing. He's a lot of good stories. He's an all-around good guy. His name is Dennis Cassone. He's the head golf professional at Canyon Gate Country Club right here in Las Vegas. Let's give it up again for Dennis. How are you, buddy?
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Connecticut, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where?
Fairfield, Connecticut.
Fairfield, Connecticut. Where is Fairfield, Connecticut? I've been to Connecticut, but haven't been to Fairfield.
It's in the little southwestern boot, kind of a suburb town of New York City, right on the New Haven line.
Okay, nice.
So Fairfield, Westport, but just over an hour outside the city.
What got you to Vegas?
It's a short golf season there.
Yeah, it's a real short golf season.
You know, there's some great pros back there. Yeah. Met section, Wingfoot, all the great clubs.
And,
you know, young guy like I was, I just said, you know, Vegas is a little easier, more level playing ground.
Yeah.
Longer season, better weather, very expensive place to live.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were excited about it. We've been out here 8 years.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So go west, young man.
Go
we're
west.
Glad you're here. We're glad you're in Vegas. We're glad you're on the show. Sit back, relax, kick back. You're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about some fun stuff tonight. Talking about some fun stuff, you can talk to us. There's a lot of ways that you can get a hold of Dennis or Dennis. I told you on Facebook it's going to be double D tonight, Dennis. So, you know, I like this guy right away. We've got email, of course, and that's simplygolf@vegasvideonetwork.com. We also have a toll-free number for you, which is 866-966-4599. We also have live chat if you want to send us in a question, a comment, suggestion, whatever. Just simply go online to our homepage at vegasvideonetwork.com. Hit that little live chat button, and you're all set to go to send us, again, your question, your comments, or whatever. And, you know, we're seen all over the planet here on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. We're on iTunes. We're also on YouTube a lot. Everybody watches YouTube. Okay, we're on Roku television, which is really happening. That's taken off huge. I get a lot of comments that people are sitting back watching us on their flat screen with a bottle of soda, a can of beer, watching, you know, with a popcorn. Mm-hmm. Roku is very, very cool. And also the audio version of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words, as well as all the shows on the network, are heard every Friday night on Friday Night Features, 1400 AM, 1400 KSHP, K-Shop. So if you're coming home from the golf course, coming home from work, going out to dinner, cruising down the strip, crank it up, AM 1400, Friday Night Features. So we're all over the place. We're all over the place. All right, let me take a moment right now and mention the good folks at Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. Of course, those are the people that sponsor Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. You know, what I like about them is I like to think of them as three championship courses in one location. And Dennis has played out there. They got Wolf, they got Snow, they got Sun. All wonderful, wonderful,
beautiful
dye-designed golf courses. 2,800 feet of no-stress golf out there. Beautiful, beautiful scenery. They have wonderful practice facilities out there. One of the best ranges probably in the valley. And also great for events. If you want to have meetings out there, you want to have weddings, you want to have seminars, combine it with nine holes of golf and lunch or something like that. It's absolutely spectacular out there. Got a local number for you, which is 658-1400. If you're coming in from out of town, you want to make a tee time, they also have a toll-free number, 2833, or simply jump online at teeup@lvpaiute.com. So do yourself a favor. If you haven't been out there, if you're new to the Valley, go out there, give them a chance. It's a great, great golf experience.
It's beautiful.
Good courses out there, aren't there?
No, the pro well. He's a good man.
Yeah, they're all good guys out there. They're all real good guys. All right, time right now for our four-letter word for tonight, and that is going to be hole. Okay, there it is, H-O-L-E. Why is it hole? Simple. Dennis is going to help you dig out from that hole you're in with your golf game a little bit later in the show and Handicap Helper. And what do you do really if you hit a shot and your ball actually comes to land in a hole? Happened to me, happened to you, probably happened to everybody playing golf. How do you really hit it? It's not the easiest thing in the world. Well, Dennis is going to tell you how to extract that ball out of the hole. And let's face it, folks, let's face it. No other feeling in the world when you hole out from off the green. I mean, is there?
No, it's awesome.
Can't you?
It's great.
Maybe one other feeling, but you know, it's a family show, so I don't want to get into that. All right, let's get into our first segment, Dennis, and that is something that we call Tournament Scorecard. All right, welcome back, everybody. Dennis and Dennis, you're watching golf and other four-letter words on the Vegas Video Network. Local Kevin Na, who seemingly has been trying to win on the PGA Tour, grabs his first win last week at home right here in the Justin Timberlake Shriners Hospitals for Children event at TPC Summerlin to beat out another local, how about that, and favored to win this event, Mr. Nick Watney. Okay, how good is it to see two local guys coming down 18 battling out to win? It's pretty strong, isn't it?
Awesome.
You don't see that too often.
It's awesome.
It's very, very good. As a consequence for Kevin Na's win, moves from number 50 to number 33 on the money list with $2.26 million. Ups himself in the world rankings, goes from number 76 to number 62, which is very important. How about this? He's got a scoring average, just moving from number 66 to number 48 with 70.49. That's pretty good golf, no matter how you look at it, isn't it, Dennis?
He doesn't need any tips.
He doesn't need any tips, no. What do you think of our event, though, out here? We were just talking about it a little bit before we went on air, talking about some of the problems that the tournament has incurred over the last couple of years. What's your overall sense of the tournament? What do you think they could do to get a little more buzz out of it, get a little more participation from the local community?
I've been in town 8 years, Dennis, and you know, a strong Las Vegas golf tournament is only good for Las Vegas. It'd be great, and I think most of us agree. It's just been a victim of its date. You know, the FedEx Cup is great. And the FedEx Cup really didn't exist when I moved to town 8 years ago, but anything late in the year, August, September, October, like it's been, I think the date's really the killer. I mean, people want to come out and see the best, and nothing against the guys that were here last week. They're great players. Nick's an unbelievable player. He'll be on the President's Cup, but, you know, Phil didn't play this year. Tiger hasn't played in years. You know, people want to see the field. I think if it was a better date, better field. They switched to the four rounds. I think that was a good thing.
Very good.
You know, went to a more traditional one-day pro-am. I just think the date's the biggest killer.
We talked about it a little bit last week on the show. And like you say, even though a lot of the guys come here, they're still struggling with their game. These are still world-class players. Oh, yeah. These are the best players in the world.
Absolutely.
Sure, you don't have Phil here, you don't have Vijay, you don't have Tiger, but you do see some good golf. And you're right, they've run into some problems. We've got football here, and a lot of people are really tied up in that. You know, we've got a parking issue here. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the malaise is, but, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful charity. And I think they just need to figure. Of course, they're looking to move it from the fall series to get it earlier in the year. But I really doubt whether that's going to happen because the requirements that the PGA Tour has, number one, like attendance, weighs heavily on them. But You never know. But anyway, I'm sure you feel the same way. I'm still glad we have a professional event to go out and see.
No, it's great that we have it. I hate to see that if we ever lose it. I mean, the Shriners they've really supported the event, but we can't keep up with the attendance that we've had. Yeah. And I don't know what the solution is. The date's probably the biggest one.
Yes.
Just engaging the community more, but
We
can only hope.
Yeah, we can only hope. We've got something on live chat, Scott.
Yeah, what would be a good date? If not now, when?
I think really a great date would be maybe in between the Masters and the U.S. Open. I think TPC Summerlin, Bermuda-based golf course. Yeah. It really can't be early in the spring. Course conditions wouldn't be really good. June or July, it's too hot.
Right.
So again, I would say a good date would be early June. Early June would probably be the magic date.
Yeah, so it's not too hot here. You don't have to worry about the wind component that they've had to, and the golf course is still in pretty good shape. And TPC Summerlin's a wonderful layout. And people like that. We were talking about it again before. It's conducive to giving up a lot of birdies, and people know they've got to go low here, or else they're or else they're out of here in 2 days. But it's going to be a real struggle to have them move this event. Yeah. But again, we can only hope. You never know. So, but anyway, congratulations to local Kevin Na. And I think, who knows, this could be a springboard for him. He's a very talented player, been knocking on the door, for a long time. But we'll see what happens.
Okay, Saturday on 16. You saw Saturday on 15.
I did.
What did you think of that?
I don't know. That's a whole other show. That's going to be interesting.
Interesting.
But anyway, and I think Kevin lives in Red Rock, but I see him all the time at TPC Las Vegas and TPC Summerlin. So again, we'll see what happens. But also again, congratulations to Nick Watt and on another good tournament also. All right, we're going to step away, take a short break, and we come back on golf and other four-letter words. We'll get into our second segment, a fun one for you called Birdies and Bogeys, and that is brought to you by Golfer's Guide. Hang with us. We're back with you right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And if you stop by the studio, our producer Scott's going to buy everybody a drink.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. That was a quick trip. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, along with Dennis Gascone from Canyon Gate Country Club. And I want to talk to you a little bit here about Golfer's Guide. You're familiar with Golfer's Guide, America's largest, most widely published golf publication. It's published regionally, does features and articles on regional golf courses, also has some great instructional articles, tells you about golf retailers, they do some golf instruction, and it's a very, very handy little guide to have if you're looking and want to study the golf courses before you would go out. They talk about public golf courses, resort golf courses, and of course private clubs, and you could get all the information you want to know by simply going online here locally to lasvegas.golfersguide.com. They are kind enough to stream golf and other four-letter words, as you can see on their homepage. So we're very happy to have them aboard as a sponsor, Golfer's Guide. Remember, lasvegas.golfersguide.com.
Hey, I just noticed that you shaved your goatee.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Razors are getting, razors got cheaper in price. And so I figured, what the heck, I'll spring for the buck and a half and I'm going to buy one. So.
You're looking pretty groovy,
but
man.
But thank you for noticing. All right, let's get into our second segment that we call Birdies or Bogeys. This is where I'm going to talk about some smack going on tour, some rumors, gossip, innuendo, whatever. I want you to tell me if it's birdie or bogey and why, okay? LPGA player Christy Kerr, I got to tell you, one of my least favorite players on the LPGA, said she couldn't play the last day of the recently completed Solheim Cup matches because of a hurt wrist. But she is on her way to South Korea to play in an event there that's scheduled for the LPGA Tour, and says she'll wear a splint when not playing, okay? She has tendonitis and takes an anti-inflammatory, and I'm not quite getting this. She's not up to the task of playing the last day for the Solheim Cup when it's really important, but yeah, she's going halfway around the world and is going to try to play and take all these anti... I'm just not getting that. Birdie or bogey?
First, I've heard of it, but I'm going to go with bogey. Okay. I mean, gotta protect America, you know. We needed her in the Solheim. I know we lost, and Christy...
Which, by the way, I'm not the kind of guy that says I told you so, but I think I predicted that on the show a couple of weeks ago, but...
No, I'm going to go with bogey. She should have played. Yeah. You know, it probably doesn't help that Christy is a little bit rough with the media, and you know, she doesn't have a lot of fans. And I mean, she's good for the game. It's great to see an American, you know, gal being so strong with all the Koreans, and it's good if she's a good player. But she should have played.
Yeah, absolutely.
She should have played.
Absolutely, I agree with you. It definitely is a bogey. Yeah, Christy, you could say, is what, high maintenance, I guess, or whatever. Anyway, all right, Caddy Joe LaCava, who carried for years for Cup Captain Freddie Couples, just recently was hired a couple of months ago by Dustin Johnson. Okay, pretty good. It's a pretty good loop right there. He's already dumped Dustin and was hired away by Tiger Woods. Johnson called Tiger and made it clear that he really wasn't bitter about it. But birdie or bogey?
You know, it's a tough one. I'm going to go with bogey because, you know, Dustin seems to be a hell of a lot more of a secure bag right now than Tiger.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Tiger's proved a lot of us wrong a lot of times. You know, maybe it'll be – right now it's a bogey.
Okay, I agree. You know, and it shows you the loyalty. I understand these guys, you know, working for themselves. They're independent contractors like the touring professionals. Yeah. You know, they got to look out for number one. But I don't know, just kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just goes to work for the guy and says, I'm sorry, DJ.
Yeah.
Tiger called and, you know, I'm going to get on his bag and, you know, I'm going to fly in his private jets all around the world. I'm going to have the media all around me. And I don't know what he's going to do about the women. But, you know, that's another story. But I think it's a bogey, too. So good luck to Dustin Johnson finding another caddy, which I'm sure he's got a lot of people knocking down his door to work for him because
Absolutely.
He's a good loop and he's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, a day after 16-year-old Alexis Thompson filed a petition for LPGA membership and exemption to the tour's age requirement, we talked about it again a couple of weeks ago on the show, Commissioner Mike Wann granted the request filed by Lexi, and of course you remember she just recently won the LPGA Navistar Classic. Birdie or bogey?
I'm going to go with bogey because this is the timing of it. I mean, if she didn't, they gave it to her because she won, and you know maybe they need to do that because we don't need all of our 15 and 16 year old girls to try to become pro golf. Not everyone's Alexis.
Right. Good point.
I'm going to go with bogey because they just did it because she won.
I agree with you totally, and I said that. And I heard there, and I don't know, I don't have proof positive, but I heard there was a rumor flying around that the father had some communication with the commissioner, and there was a lawsuit mentioned and so on and so forth. But you're right. They gave it to her because she won. She's a hell of a player, number two. Also, she's an American, and as you know, the girls are getting their butt kicked because of the Europeans and the Korean players, namely. So this is going to be the new bright hope, hopefully, for the American players. But you're right. I think this opens a whole Pandora's box, Dennis, because what if a 15-year-old wins and it's the same thing? Well, you made the exception for her. I won a tournament also. Why don't you make the exception for me?
And
whether it's an American or not. So I think, Commissioner Wann, I think you made the wrong decision, but we'll see how that plays out. All right, finally, Graham McDowell has said that playing so much here in America, and this country has been very, very good to Graham McDowell, playing so much here in America has made him soft. He's forgotten how to play in bad weather, and he's forgotten what it's like to play true links golf. This after a second place finish at the Dunhill Links Championship. Mm-hmm. Birdie or bogey?
Bogey. You know what? These guys.
Well, you're consistent today. Yeah, I like it. Boy, I like this guy. Four bogeys.
I'm the Grim Reaper. No, yeah. I like Graham's game. He's a great guy. I mean, it just, you know what? America's been good to him. Don't beat up on America. You know, it's different golf. It's different golf, but playing this different golf. You know, a few Americans have won the Open Championship.
Yeah.
You know, we do okay when we go across the pond. Yeah. So just, I'm going with bogey.
Yeah, I agree with you. And besides Graham, you can always return the checks. And number two, nobody's got a gun to your head, pal, to come over here and play. You can always stay, you know, in the lousy weather and play as much links golf as you want and give up your home in Florida. So, whatever, but I agree with you. That's pretty good. Four bogeys in a row. Love it. Love it. All right, time to move on to a segment of the show that's going to help you. It's going to help me get better with our game, and that is simply called Handicap Helper. Here it is.
Let me know when I'm live. Hi, everybody. This is Bridget Magnus of Getting Real Estate in Vegas, and you are watching the Vegas Video Network.
Yeah, we got all sorts of things going on the show tonight. Welcome back, everybody. Dennis and Dennis. It's like Mike and Mike on ESPN. Oh. You're watching Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on the Vegas Video Network. By the way, one-year anniversary for the Vegas Video Network.
Right.
So who would have thunk it, you know? So congratulations to everybody. All right, Handicap Helper selected some email questions that came in earlier, Dennis, and want you to give these folks some help. Earl emails this question to the show. I'd love to start using a hybrid around the green, but don't really know the proper technique. Appreciate your help.
Okay. I don't do this play, but real popular. Basically using it like a putter. Putting it, ball just inside your left heel. Club's got a little extra loft on it. Get it up over the fringe of the green. Really just using it like a putter. You can even take your putting grip. Really, no wrist in the shot. Yep. Just swing your arms and shoulders.
It's a great tool, isn't it?
Pretty easy. I mean, a heck of a lot easier than having to hinge the club to chip it.
Yeah.
Use it like a putt.
You're just going to flop it and just, lay the sod over it or something like that. So good advice.
Just putter.
Danny writes in and asks, when putting on greens that have a lot of moisture, what percentage of the break is eliminated when putting? Great question, Danny.
Wow.
Great question.
I would say hard to come up with a number, but definitely less. I mean, the green's going to be slower and then break less. We don't deal with that much in Vegas. A percentage, just depends on how wet it is. That's a hard one. I would say, you could hit it firmer and play less break. So definitely less break.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Joseph wants some help with alignment. He says, like so many other golfers, he has a tendency to keep moving right.
Yeah.
Join the club. Any swing thoughts?
Yeah, most of us are righties. All of us, if you're lefties, they aim left. If you're righties, you aim right. The biggest thing is, find that intermediate target. You've got your ball. You're trying to aim the club face. Get that club face on something a couple of feet out in front of the ball, and then you can set your, set your body and your stance off that. But the right is because we're not aimed at the club prop, because usually the club's aimed to the right too.
Exactly.
It's not just our body. So if we can get the club set up square and going where we want it to go.
Yeah.
So intermediate target, something a couple feet out in front of the ball.
Very good advice. And the whole idea is to get get the lines, all of your lines, correctly. Your club face, your feet, your hips, your shoulders, you keep hearing about it. But that's going to give you the best chance to really hit the ball solid because you've got to have proper alignment. Scotty, somebody on live chat.
Yes, sir. Bill wants to know, for most new players, what is the weakest part of their game and how do you improve it?
Oh, that's a good question, too, from Bill.
Bill, great question. I'd say the weakest part of most players' game, short game, getting the ball in the hole. There's a lot of guys that can hit the ball, but just – the average golfer score hasn't gone down.
Yeah.
Why? Because they want to hit a lot of drivers and not work on their short game. Yeah. I mean, Just work from the green back, chipping, pitching, putting, work on your short game more.
It all comes back to what we call the scoring part of the game. It's so important. Yeah, a lot of ways to get it done. That's good advice.
Short game.
Henry sent this in. Seems he's confused about the proper width of his stance as he's read about wider, standing up to the ball wider than his shoulders and narrower than his shoulders to get more of a turn away from the ball. If that makes any sense. I think it's a very good question.
That's a good question.
Henry.
I think that's going to vary with the length of the club. I mean, you need more base, driver, long club, more width, making a bigger move. For someone that doesn't turn, we'll have our students, you know, kind of stand with their feet together to get the feeling of really turning away from the ball. Yeah. There's a point where you can be too wide, yeah. You lose your hips.
Right.
I think the magic shoulder width works with the long clubs. It's probably a little narrower than that with the shorter ones.
With the shorter ones.
Yeah.
I found that. All right. Finally, Dennis, Andy wonders if these ball fittings he's heard about can really help you find the right kind of golf ball.
They work. Most golfers, years ago, I've been playing for a while now, 100 compression, 90 compression. They don't even list the compressions anymore.
Yeah, anymore.
The average golfer should play a real low compression ball. We shouldn't all be buying Pro Vs. They work. Generally speaking, they work. Most people should play with a softer ball, lower compression ball. So I think they work, yes.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they work.
Scott, somebody on live chat.
Yeah, our last question. Nate wants to know, what determines club length? Is it somebody's height or their arm length? What is it?
That's a great one. The thought was, if you're really tall, you have to have long clubs, but it's really the proportion of your arm length to your height.
Right.
I mean, you can be short with short arms and play with long clubs. Yeah. So I think it's not a, it's not a static, your static height is not what it's all about. It's proportion of arm length to your height and how you hang your arms.
Exactly.
So, yes, that's
which
how you
determine. Which has to do with your overall setup, when you're sitting up to the ball.
And, absolutely.
That's very, very good.
Not just height. We love to put long clubs in guys that are tall, but that's,
not necessarily.
Hard to hit it in the middle when the club's real long.
That's exactly right. Then you get into, if they're long, then you get into the right, lie on the club and all of that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff. So, all right. We got some golf going on this week. Fries.com Open in San Martin, California. And I guess triple the ticket sales. Why? Tiger Woods is playing. he's going to play this event, and then you're not going to see him again, I guess, for a month before he goes over to Australia. So it's going to be interesting to see how Tiger makes out with his new caddy. LPGA Tour, the LPGA Hanabank Championship in Incheon, South Korea. Man, that is a long way to go for a tee time. Champions Tour, the Insperity Championship in the Woodlands in Texas. Great, great facility there. Nationwide Tour, Children's Hospital Classic. Didn't we just have a children's deal? Oh, that was here. Boy, children are making out like a bandit, which is good. Children's Hospital Classic in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And finally on the European Tour, the Bankia Madrid Masters in Alcalá de Henares. I worked all afternoon on that, and that's in Spain. And so that's going to be an interesting event. We got about a minute or two left. Somebody new to town, they're looking to join a country club. Give me a real quick reason why they should come out to Canyon Gate, and how do they get a hold of you about membership?
Okay, Canyon Gate, great club, middle of town, a lot of history. Ted Robinson design. 1989 we opened. Great membership. I've been in town 8 years. The members have been great to me. I've only been on property 11 months. Just a super club. We've got some good players, but we've got junior golf, ladies golf, all the flavors, a real country club feeling. I would call Rachel Stahl here in town, 702-363-0303. She's great. She's a PGA member like me. She's been on the show.
Yeah, Beck used to be the head professional.
That's right.
Yep.
And just a great group of people, all walks of life, typical Vegas. We're a melting pot at Canyon Gate. And I love it. Love every day.
The golf course is really good. Yep. They got a very active membership. Yep. A lot of families out there. They got a great practice facility. And what I judge a course by, most importantly, the food is good. Okay, and it's a neat clubhouse. And you can always go online at candygatecc.com and get the phone number. You can ask for Rachel or ask for Dennis. I'm sure he'll be happy to talk to you. Good job, my man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome back anytime.
That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on the Vegas Video Network. Hope you get out and have a chance to play some golf this week in Las Vegas. It's not going to rain, I understand, but so take advantage of it. Hope to see you back here same place, same time next week with another great show. Until then, fairways and greens, everybody. We'll see you back then. So long.